All right, so we're here with Gerald Dagg, one of the candidates for mayor in Clarendon. Gerald, hello. How's it going?
Good, good.
So could you tell me a little bit about your background, both professionally and in politics as well?
Well, I've worked in forestry for years, and I've been a farmer for years, and I have been in as a mayor for 8 years in another municipality, so I have quite a bit of experience, plus working with the MRC for 8 years, too.
Doing what?
Working at the MRC, being on the board of directors, eh?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so that's a fair experience, and I'm not new at this.
And so how long have you been living in Clarendon?
Oh, I've been here for probably the last 10 years again.
Okay. And what do you like the most about Clarendon?
And I was born here.
Okay.
Born and raised in Clarendon. I know all of Clarendon from one end to the other, pretty well all of the Pontiac.
And so what do you like the most about living there?
What I like the most? Oh, we have a beautiful country here. We have everything anybody would need. We got tourism, and we got forestry, and we got farming, and it's a great place for the old people to be and retire on.
And so what prompted you to run in this election?
Oh, I had a lot of supporters that thought I'd better run. I'd run the last election, too, so I had 41% of the vote on the last election, so they wanted me to run again, so I said I would.
And so looking back over the last term there, the last 4 years, what would you say of the current council's record or their accomplishments over that period of time?
Oh, they've had their hard times and some good times, but there's lots of differences that I would like to see different. And the roads, like snow conditions in the wintertime, our roads are not put where they should be. And I said that the last election, too, and they improved them some, but not enough. People need to be able to get out at 7 o'clock in the morning, not 10 o'clock in the morning, to go to work. And then I know I can work with all kinds of people. It doesn't matter who they are. It's a good record from where I was before, and I work with all sorts of people. It doesn't matter the rich, the poor, the French, the English. I get along good with them all.
And so looking ahead there, if you are elected, what would your priorities be over the next 4 years?
Well, one thing about it is we have a big restructuring from this pandemic. That's going to be a lot of our getting everybody moving again. Like I'm on the fair board, too. And it's important that people keep active and not go stale, because a lot of our service clubs and that, because they have been not moving so much in the last couple of years, it's hard. Your volunteers and everything, you have to work harder to get volunteers. And I think I can work with all our clubs and everything, get people moving again, get us back to the way we were before this pandemic. And roads is always the number one, just to keep the roads in good shape, grade it, and snow plowing, and work with the MRC too, because that's our hub.
And so if you were standing on somebody's doorstep trying to convince them that you're the person to vote for, what would you say to convince them that to pick you rather than your opponent?
Oh, my experience, for one, I've far more experience than he has.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, I wouldn't say too much more. People all know me, and I hope that they'll support me like I've always been well-liked, and I'm sure I'll get the support I need.